Well, welcome to week 5 of Your Gospel Circle, a ministry of Calvary Church. And let me start by saying thank you for being a part of this community. At Calvary Church, we believe if you want to belong and become, it happens best when you engage in community with other Christians. I also want to say thank you to all of our Gospel Circle hosts. Thanks for creating a space where people can grow in grace together. I'm Ben Daly, lead pastor of Calvary Church. We've titled this 8-week season of Gospel Circles, His Life Now. I actually have taken the title from my friend David Hughes. He wrote a book called His Life Now, 50 Days of Grace. Passion, desire, hunger, fervor, intimacy. These are words that are defined more so in the heart than in a dictionary. They're meant to be experienced. They need to be experienced. So for those that yearn for the authentic and genuine, whose hearts may have grown tired of the lifeless and sterile production of religion, there's hope. Jesus didn't come so that we could become actors who simply play the role of a Christian on the stage of life. He came compelled by love that he might redeem a bride who would live a life of true love with him in spirit and in truth. So for those of you whose hearts cry out to experience more, he invites you, step off the stage, out from under the lights of man-made accolades and jeers, and encounter the lover of your soul afresh and anew over the next 8 weeks. So why a short Gospel Circle teaching before a group discussion? Some may see this as an attempt to install a drive-through window into the heart of God. Simply rush up to the window, grab a quick blessing for the day, and then rush off. I'm not attempting to simply pass out a happy meal for Jesus, but to share a few new covenant thoughts and perspectives that will hopefully spark a deeper and greater conversation and experience between you and others and your Savior. To show you that there's more to this life than just being born and then trying to tiptoe through life and safely arrive at the grave without too many issues along the way. During this season of Gospel Circles, let's dare to live in Christ and take a leap of faith into the arms of true love. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 11:3, he says, "I am afraid that your minds will be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ." Devotion is a feeling of strong love or loyalty. That's the dictionary definition. But my prayer, may the Holy Spirit elaborate upon its true meaning from the heart of Jesus as we witness his devotion towards us. So these new covenant thoughts that I'll be sharing during this season of Gospel Circles are certainly not meant to be a substitute for true relationship with the Lord, but a spark, a jumping off point for the Holy Spirit to take you deeper into the experience of his life now. Today, let's talk about understanding grace. Grace is a truth that's central to our faith in Jesus. The more we understand grace, the more we can truly experience our relationship with him. If we reduce grace to merely a doctrine or a message, we can end up with intellectual theology that has no life. If we view grace just in terms of being passive or permissive, we can end up with a display of fleshly liberty. I was once asked by someone, how do we balance grace? The real issue is not that we need to know how to balance grace, it's that we need to understand grace. A child of God who is immature and doesn't understand grace may give liberty to the flesh and call it their freedom. A legalist who doesn't understand grace demands the keeping of rules and regulations to keep us in line. Grace does not give carnal liberty, nor does it need to help from the law to keep us in line. John 1:17 says, "For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ." Grace is best understood in the person of Jesus, and he doesn't need something else to balance himself. His life in us is more than enough to live through us. I certainly don't understand everything about the grace of God. It's mind-blowing. It's still amazing to me. I simply and humbly offer a few insights today. I know there are some who embrace a legalistic mindset, haven't we all? The desire in many to see godly character. They really want to see godly character and life displayed. But because of not understanding grace, they bring in the law, rules, regulations, condemnation, external things to help keep us in line, to help make us behave. There's a real fear that will not act right. So that's what legalism produces, actors. Won't act right? Then we become actors. The law, rules, regulations never connect us to Jesus, and it never produces life. It simply makes a demand and then condemns us when we fail. Legalism doesn't have enough confidence in the Holy Spirit within us. So it erects external boundaries and presses from without to form us into the image of Jesus. The problem is it's an image as defined by legalism and not Jesus himself. Legalism reads the book but misses the point. In John 5:39-40, Jesus says, "You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. It is these that testify about me, and you are unwilling to come to me so that you can have life." Jesus spoke this regarding the Pharisees who read the scriptures, but they missed the point. They didn't see the real message. Listen, they didn't see Jesus, and he was standing right in front of them. The mindset of the Pharisee was about the theatrics. It was all about the image that was conveyed. They were master thespians. That's a fancy word for actors. They were actors of religion, but had no passion, no real joy. Why? They simply didn't accept Jesus, who brought real salvation and closed down religion's acting stage. Another extreme to not understanding grace is giving liberty to the flesh and calling it freedom. Now, this mindset leads us to saddle up the flesh and ride it wherever we want to go and claim it's our right to do so. The person embracing this perspective will simply throw up a hand in your face and they're going to say, "You can't condemn me. I'm not under law." Although this is true, it isn't the whole truth. Romans 6:1-2 says, "What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin so that grace may increase? May it never be. How shall we who died to sin still live in it?" Those with this mindset are those with a legalistic mindset, and they're always at war of words, claiming validity for their belief by pointing at the air in the other camp, yet neither of these mindsets truly embrace Jesus nor understand grace. Both leave us void of experiencing real relationship with Jesus as he desires. Lord, help us understand grace, for your grace stands alone. Your grace reigns. Your grace is a person. It's Jesus. Jesus, full of grace and truth. Grace is truth. The truth is grace. Jesus. So I hope this is going to be a good springboard today and some great conversation. Hosts, I hope you're ready. Let's talk.